Hello, this is Father David Nix coming back at you with some podcasts. I'm going to have to wait a little while to do the mental prayer meditation on the Bible till I find a hermitage, and I'm very close to that. So thank you so much to all those who've donated. My donate page is still up there if you'd like to jump in. Today, we have a special podcast that I am going to call What Should a Priest Do in a Pandemic? We're going to get to the exciting stuff, but let me give you a little background why I'm so concerned with the misinformation out there. This beginning is a little boring, but I think you're going to like this podcast. So Pope St. Pius X described modernism as the synthesis of all heresies. And I think we moderns forget how the heresy of modernism touches not just these giant parts of dogma that we're seeing attacked everywhere, but how Satan has tainted in the brains of modern Catholics, really all of us in some sense, even the simple common sense, the common sense we should have for the basics of salvation. Let me give you an example. For example, as the world braces for this coronavirus, every diocese in the world is setting standards of Holy Communion. And probably lots of people are sending their priests texts joking about receiving extreme unction or anointing. At least I'm getting texts even from traditionalists, half joking, half serious about extreme unction. And I'm very glad that people trust me and ask me questions and are concerned for their salvation. But here's the thing. Neither of these sacraments, the Eucharist or anointing, extreme unction, neither of these are actually the most important sacraments in a state of emergency, in what we would call an EMS, an MCI, a mass casualty incident. Now, a few years ago, I saw a debate online about if someone in the UK had fallen off a building, and let's say this person was awake but injured, and I think in this hypothetical situation I saw online, it said, well, if a priest walked by, what would be the first thing he should do? So what do you think he should do? Some people thought of the Eucharist. Some thought of confession. And in this online debate, I chimed in with baptism. If I were in London and I saw someone get extremely injured, fall off a building or something in London, there's less than a 50% chance that person in London was ever baptized. I don't know if you've ever been to London, but you're going to see more Muslims and Sikhs and Hindus than you are Catholics. So I would rapidly, even if this were a white person, we couldn't assume that this Brit was actually baptized with the state of Anglicanism now. I would rapidly try to elicit faith in Christ-saving mysteries. If I saw this person, I'd come down to him and just with as much love as I could muster, as much supernatural charity, explain the power of Christ wanting to save this person, and ask him to accept faith in Christ-saving mysteries in the Catholic Church. And then I would pull out, not my oils, which I do keep on me in my little like travel kit, I'd pull out the holy water I always keep in my pocket, and I would baptize the person right there. That's what I would do if they weren't baptized. I would first say, do you believe, and have you ever been baptized? And that's the very first sacrament I would go to. Okay, of course, we have no idea at this point on this podcast, which is being put out in the beginning of March 2020, if coronavirus is going to go very big. Now, I happened to get a $130 SCBA mask with filters, not with my donor's money. Thank you all again to who are donating, but with my own savings. And so in some sense, I'm prepared for this to go big. But we simply don't know here at the beginning of March 2020 if it's going to go big. So don't take the title of this podcast to be prophetic. But here's my point. While dioceses are talking incessantly about the Eucharist and germs and coronavirus, and while people are talking all about if priests are going to go out with extreme unction, the fact is that all the priests out there should know that these are not the first line sacraments for the salvation of souls. One thing that everyone learns in their first day of EMT school before they even think of going to paramedic school is the ABCs. ABC, airway, breathing, circulation. First thing you have to establish on any emergent patient is airway, breathing. You got to get a bag valve mask on them and breathing, and then circulation, do CPR if they're also in cardiac arrest in addition to respiratory arrest. Okay. These are standard operating procedures to every emergency that very, very advanced paramedics know when to have a little flexibility with, but they can never get creative if they don't first have the ABCs down as a beginning EMT. Well, the ABCs of salvation for every priest, I realized, also follow the acronym ABC. A, ask if they believe in Jesus and if they would believe in Jesus and the Catholic Church. B, baptize them. C, confess them if they are already baptized believers but living in sin, which most Catholics are. So these are the ABCs. Any priests out there, if you are in any MCI, mass casualty incident, be it coronavirus or nuclear war, whatever it is, if you hit the streets, and you should hit the streets, you shouldn't run off with your richest parishioners. If you hit the streets with an SCPA mask or just with your cassock, and you are looking for souls, and God is going to give tremendous grace in emergencies to many, many people to convert, you should be thinking ABCs. A, ask for faith. B, baptize them, because most of the people you talk to out there, Jesus still wants in heaven, and they're not baptized. C, confess them if they're bad Catholics. So I live at a parish in downtown Denver until I get my hermitage, and that's also going to be in Northern Colorado. And if coronavirus starts dropping people around here downtown, I would go out to save as many souls as possible. And here would be my standard operating procedures. I'm going to elaborate a little bit on A, B, C. A, ask if they will accept Jesus as their Savior. Now, this might sound Protestant, but the Council of Trent says that no sacraments may be administered until faith is demonstrated. So the A of ABC is ask if they have faith. I live in a very liberal part of town, but I have no doubt that in a pandemic, God would pour out extraordinary graces of mercy to dying people in every neighborhood of the world. And I would want to go out as a harvester of souls, not aggressively, but with Christ's charity. And I have noticed that many dying unbelievers have softened hearts. It doesn't mean we pray on dulled minds, P-R-E-Y. It doesn't mean we pray on dull minds, but it does mean that God wants every person in heaven so badly that at the human level, that Jesus would rather die than live without you. It might sound a little sentimental, but this is what the cross tells us. Jesus would rather die with you than live without you. And people dying will believe such beautiful words, not because they're sweet and saccharine, but because they are true. So the A of ABCs of saving souls for priests out there, A, ask for faith. This is very clear in the Council of Trent. It's clear in the life of St. Peter Claver when collapsing people would come off of the slave ships in Colombia from Africa. He would have basically very rudimentary models of Jesus on the cross, and then there would be one group of basically play dolls he had of black slaves accepting Jesus and going to heaven, and other ones going to hell. But he would explain this at a very rudimentary level, that baptism would wash them, the waters coming from Jesus' heart in this toy model, if they would accept Jesus as their Savior. And many of them did. I mean, he baptized 300,000 of them. And he started with a very basic description that Jesus died to save you from your sins and to bring you to heaven. Many Catholics today, if you go to seminaries, would say, oh, that's just kind of Baptist or rudimentary or fundamentalist. No, this is the basics of our faith. And this is where we have to start, because most people don't have the basics. Ask for faith. B, ask if they can be baptized. This was Peter Claver's next thing. He would wash them with the healing waters of baptism. Don't assume that a white person is baptized either. Don't assume that a dark Muslim does not want to be baptized if you're in London. Priests, please have holy water on you. Let's look at how clear this is in the Bible, that baptism has to come first. The last line in Matthew's gospel. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me, Jesus says. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, to the end of the age. To Acts chapter 2, Peter says right after Pentecost to Jews gathered in the temple all over the world, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are far off, everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And with many other words, he bore witness and continued to exhort them, saying, save yourselves from this crooked generation. So those who received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. Think about that. 3,000 people were baptized all over the world at Peter's words. So don't assume that just because someone is Sikh or Hindu, or as it says in Acts, Macedonian or Egyptian or Jewish, they don't want baptism. Jesus wants them all in heaven, and there's only one way there, and it's through him. Just like the Ethiopian in Acts 8, everybody wants this. Yeah, Ethiopian in Acts 8, about whom, he asks, about whom, I ask you, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else? Then Philip opened his mouth and began with the scripture, and he told him the good news about Jesus. And as they were going along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "See, here is water. What prevents me from being baptized?" And he commanded the chariot to stop, and they both went down into the water, Philip and the eunuch, and he baptized him. Okay, fast forward 1,500 years. St. Francis Xavier walks into a town in India. People don't exactly believe him. He raises the dead. 10,000 people get baptized when they see this miracle. This is the power of the gospel, to raise the dead physically and to raise the dead spiritually through baptism and confession. And so most of us don't have the power, or really the faith, I should say, to raise the dead. Maybe if we all ended up poor in a pandemic, we could do that as priests. I certainly have never done that. But we definitely all have the power to supernaturally raise from sin with baptism and any priest out there with confession. So the ABCs of an emergency for a priest: A, ask for supernatural faith to be elicited. B, baptize, find out if they're baptized, and baptize them if they'll accept it. Obviously, don't baptize anyone against their will, because that's not a valid baptism. And C, confess them if they were baptized years ago but have been away from confession for a long time. Now, numerically, this will be the most common for any priests I have listening out there in the Western Hemisphere. Turns out this podcast has listeners in China and the Philippines, and in places like that, you want to elicit faith and go for baptism. But most, any priests out there listening in USA and Europe, if this coronavirus goes big, you need to be thinking confession for as many people as possible, not hygienic masses for as many people as possible, or latex gloves for your Eucharistic ministers or whatever, not even extreme unction really for as many people as possible, even though I do, as I said, keep that book and my oils in my day pack at all times. Great sacrament. But it's not the ABCs of salvation. And then C, confession. So if you ask lovingly and directly, if it's been a while, if any Catholics been to confession, now, most priests out there are going to know how this goes in hospitals. Most in the Novus Ordo world will say no to you in a very controlled environment. But in extraordinary circumstances with extraordinary graces, you'll find that most Catholics, even bad Catholics, will say yes to confession. So again, priests, even if coronavirus does not go big, if you're ever in a mass casualty incident, you need to A, preach the gospel, B, baptize as many people as possible, provided they're even slightly willing, and C, confess as many lapsed Catholics as possible. A friend of mine, Monsignor Philip Riley, he's a pro-life hero, about 85 years old, and he had a friend who was actually at the towers at 9/11. Now, Monsignor Philip Riley saw the towers go down in front of an abortion clinic he was preaching at in Brooklyn. He had spent about 20 or 30 years there, and this clinic did end up closing after killing 500,000 babies. And Monsignor Philip Riley has been outside of this clinic preaching and loving women away and, you know, teaching entire busfuls of Steubenville women how to do sidewalk counseling for the past 20 years. And he was outside of it. He could see the Twin Towers go down on 9/11. And he had a friend there. Now, probably most of you are thinking of Father Michael Judge. He was actually a different priest, and most people don't know this story. This priest was actually on scene with fire department in New York. And before several pumpers or engines went into, I think it was the first tower to go down, there was 50 to 100 FDNY firefighters right there. And one of them saw a priest right before they went into the tower and said, "Father, I think this meets the requirements of general absolution." And the priest said, "You're right." The first Catholic got down, and immediately all 50 to 100 of all these FDNY guys from their engines and their pumpers, even the non-Catholics, all got down on their knees to receive general absolution from this priest. He said, "I absolve you from your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." All 50 of these men and women went into Tower 1, and every single one of them died for our country and for the people they were trying to save after receiving absolution from a priest. God bless that priest. But it's funny, it was a layman who caught the confession is what they needed at that moment. It was the forgiveness of Jesus flowing through that priest that was needed. Okay, so extreme unction is awesome, and the Eucharist is actually the source of every sacrament I just named, including baptism and confession, but a man can be saved without either of those. Baptism is necessary for salvation, ordinarily by water, and in extraordinary situations by blood or desire, but again, baptism is necessary for salvation. Confession is necessary for salvation for most Catholics out there because most are living in mortal sin. Yes, I know that. I'm not even going to argue that anymore after being a priest for 10 years. Most Catholics in the Western Hemisphere are living in mortal sin, and they need confession more than they need these latex-gloved hands to give them the Eucharist or trembling knees to walk over the oils of extreme unction. Both of these are awesome sacraments as the dust settles in a mass casualty incident, but most Catholics have probably received Holy Communion sacrilegiously for many years of their life, so they don't need that sacrament to get to heaven as much as they need the priests to confess them. And one more thing, outside of the sacraments, you know, the priests in the Middle Ages, what did they do in the bubonic plague? You know, because we're celibate, we actually should be the first to not only take care of the sacraments, but also to enact all the corporal works of mercy. Now, the modernist heretical idea out there is, well, we have to scurry away the priest because we need Mass for our little enclave of special people or whatever, you know. And that's nice that people already, I mean, I've been offered numerous priest holes for when things start. And that's very kind to the families out there. I'm super, super thankful to those families. But the really heroic priests in the bubonic plague in the Middle Ages, they were in the middle of the fray. Many people today think priests are here for the spiritual works of mercy and the lay people are supposed to do the corporal works of mercy. But priests used to be the most manly of men. And so when the bubonic plague hit, they were often expected, because we don't have families, we can be expendable, to be the first line of also the corporal works of mercy. What are the corporal works of mercy? 1, feed the hungry. 2, give water to the thirsty. 3, clothe the naked. 4, give shelter to the homeless. 5, visit the sick. 6, visit the imprisoned or ransom the captive is the old school one, and 7 is bury the dead. So, you know, God forbid if this coronavirus goes big, we priests shouldn't isolate ourselves with our richest parishioners. We should be burying the dead. So priests don't go flee with your richest parishioners if COVID hits this country. Go die with the most poor. And if you see me not living what I preach, then never listen to my podcast again, and please expose me as a fraud all over social media. So lay folks out there, maybe you can't tell your priests the ABCs of salvation that I just gave, but you can suggest this podcast to them to show how priests have always thought, at least before modernism hit all of our brains like a cancer or a zombie apocalypse has infected our brains. The truth of the tradition of the Catholic Church is that salvation of souls brings glory to God by bringing people to Jesus, who is the way and the truth and the life. Jesus didn't say, I am a way and a truth and a life. He didn't say he's the privileged route, as we've recently heard. Jesus is the only way to heaven by the infinite merits of his precious blood poured out for you and me, because that blood was boundless as God and blameless as the human Lamb of God. It's the only thing that could cleanse us. It's the only thing that could save us. So in any MCI, in any mass casualty incident, not just a plague or pandemic, please, priests, think of the ABCs of salvation. A, ask if they'll accept Jesus and the forgiveness brought about by baptism and confession. B, baptize them with water, saying, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And C, confess. Confess all the bad Catholics out there before they die. Then, if you have time after all these things, you can read over your diocesan rules on Eucharistic ministers and sharing cups and all that and respond to the funny texts about extreme unction and COVID-19. But keep in the front of your mind, please, all priests out there, ABCs of salvation. Ask, baptize, confess. God bless you all.